Scholastic Audio presents Zane and the Hurricane, A Story of Katrina by Rodman Philbrick, read by Jerry Dixon. Chapter 1, My Stupid Trip to Smellyville. Bandy is a mutt like me. He's black and white and small enough to hide in a gym bag, except he can't keep from barking. With his silly tongue hanging out and his little tail sticking up, Bandy, short for Bandit, because of the black markings across his eyes and nose. Don't get me wrong, he's the best dog in the world, and what happened wasn't really his fault, even if it nearly got me killed 2 times. 3, if you count the tippy canoe. Later on, he made up for it by totally saving my life. Of course, none of it would have happened if my mom didn't make me visit the Golden Oldies in Smellyville, which is what I call New Orleans before I knew better. Before the wind and the rain and the flood and me having to pretend I was brave, even though inside I was scared to death. My name is Zane Dupree. I need to warn you right now. There's some really gross stuff in this book, and I'm not talking about make-believe gross like plastic poop and vomit, but stuff so awful it made a dog hide his nose. And believe me, Bandy will sniff at most anything. Other than dog food, his favorite smells are dirty socks and toilet bowls. So that should give you an idea how bad things got. Okay, deep breath. Back to the beginning. How it started. Me going to New Orleans. If you don't already know, summers are pretty great in New Hampshire where I live. The sky is blue and clear and the days last almost forever.